Hey, John, it's Brenda.
Hey, Brenda, how you doing?
I am well. How are you doing?
Good. I have been rather busy since the last time we spoke, so that is a good thing.
Absolutely. Tell me what you've been working on.
Well, I've been, I had a really busy March. We hit that 101 and a half mark, in terms of hours, and that is what we... that was from last year. I wanted to get that back up to 80 to 100 hours. So I'm really expecting that for April. And I think that's going to happen for April just because of the referrals that I got, particularly last month, the ones that have returned, some of the older clients that have come, but not older in terms of age, but clients that have seen me in the past who have now returned.
Mm-hmm.
And some new ones that I'm getting from, some people that I've connected with.
Excellent. That is great news about that number, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm saying, it's definitely work getting it there, but that's what I want to kind of keep it at for Q2 is 100, and I think that's a good number. I think that's a good number just to kind of base it around and work with to meet my financial goals, what I want to do, which is to clear out some of the debt and to, some of the things that I would like to do leading up to Q3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that's an important part of what you're focusing on, so it's great to hear how that went. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Q1 is over. I know you had a great March. How do you feel about Q1 as a whole?
Well, I think Q1 was right on track because I think this whole new process, we started this last year when, I particularly thought, and of course I wasn't the only one, that last year in the economy and everything was a little bit slow. So I think I did a lot of the seed planting last year. At the end, we did an aggressive marketing plan. It was with, selling holiday gift certificates. A lot of those have sold. And as I said, I hopefully Q1 would have been the return of those people. And that's what's happened. So I'm seeing really the fruits of my labor from the end of last year. I planted the seeds, and I'm seeing the harvest kind of during Q1. So I'm just going to continue that in Q2, but I really think Q1 was the return.
Phenomenal. Okay. So, John, what do you want to work on together today?
I would just like to go over some of the marketing stuff, just to double check. I have just found that, it's just this constant state of renewal. I met with a friend, and, he complimented me on the 22 years I've been self-employed, and he asked me, he said, what's the key? And I was thinking, well, that's probably something my business coach would ask me, but I think the key is constantly reinventing yourself and keeping yourself fresh and new. And I think I had we had talked last time about some of the marketing stuff that I was going to decide on. And I have actually decided to do, starting from the superficial, going into something that's a little deep, just the rearranging of my room, the decor, the simple stuff, making sure that the clients are comfortable, that they feel okay, the music and everything. And then I've actually thought about what we talked about, the business card, how people see that printed card. People still ask for a card, even though the majority of my business is done by text. So I'm thinking about redoing that card and possibly even redoing a new number. I've had the same number for 20 years. I know that sounds crazy, but it's part of that whole reinvention process.
That's interesting.
And, I think I would use something a little more looking into like a Vista print or something that's a little cheaper than what I did with the graphic designer last time. But it's all in kind of changing my image after 22 years, getting something new out there.
Okay. So that's the first time you've mentioned changing the number on the card. We've certainly talked about changing up that business card. Can you say a little bit more about what's driving that? You called it a reinvention. Let's talk about that.
Well, I'm just a very firm believer. I have a very, one of the things I believe, the feng shui, and also just I'm just doing the work that I do, which is the neuromuscular therapy and working on people. You have to have this certain awareness of energy, and that everything is energy, and that has to be cleared out and changed and you have to do things fresh. I've had the same number now for about 20 years, and that's fine. But I think I just suddenly had this idea that where I live, that number is going to probably change anyway. And I'm thinking, that's just a symbolic way. It's almost like when you have a room full of stuff, or if you had a desk full of books or papers, you just clear that old stuff out and make room for new energy to come in. And that's kind of what I do when I go through my phone, once a year. If I haven't seen someone in 2 years, then usually I just kind of give them a light blessing, and then I just, release the number and let it go. So the number really, the change of the number is kind of symbolic of just kind of reinventing the practice.
Okay.
The decor, the design of the business card, and of course just, just using the computer knowledge that I have, is particularly the text blasting, which is just, for me, is 90% of how I get all my business.
Very true. Okay.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing how that completely bypasses the card and the emailing process.
So you find the text blasting to be more effective than either one of those other methods?
I think text blasting is, I know for people around me, I would say that they think it's the greatest thing that's ever been invented, and I certainly do. The text blasting bypasses the junk mail process. I think when I do the email process, and I know when I receive emails, I have a very, I guess Macs have a very high filter on them, so a lot of that stuff will end up in junk mail, or people simply will think, it's very easy to pull people's name out of the cloud, and I've received this myself. And, hi, it's John, you open it, it's not John. People are becoming very wary of the emailing process because of how good people get into other people's email. So the text blast process completely bypasses that. They get a text from me, and they know I text, and there's never any invitation. I've never gotten any junk blast yet. And I've never heard a client say that they did not get my information. They get that information and they read it immediately. It's an immediate way of conversing with my client. And if I put a cell out there, if I'm trying to fill a slot, or if I do a special of some sort, I almost always get an immediate response.
Okay. That makes sense. It's wonderful that works for you so successfully. So, John, for today, you want to talk about marketing?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about some of the marketing ideas maybe that you might have, and again, this is, I could go with my business. I just can't go out there. I've never advertised. This is not a business where you advertise, because you could go into overkill very quickly. Certainly I can only do between 30 and 40 sessions a week and never beyond that. So I think it's keep it small, keep it consistent, and keep it high quality. And my idea was, I've got some people that I've gotten a lot of referrals from, and I just wanted to get your input in terms of if there's any other marketing ideas you might have besides just people, personal referrals, because that's generally how I've always said my practice.
Absolutely. I certainly understand that, and you've done a great job with it. So let me ask you a quick question, and we'll go down a list of some marketing ideas that you've mentioned and see what else comes up for you. For this session to be successful for you at the end, John, what would we have accomplished?
Well, I think that if I implement that program, if I can implement that program and I can see that people refer someone to me, and then I can sell that person into coming in again and keep that person as a consistent client, that's when I consider it a success. I mean, for example, I think I told you in February and January, I probably got or received 7 new clients. Of all of those clients, all 7 have returned. They have repurchased packages with me. This month alone, I've had 4 people that I've worked on in the past who have returned, who have come in, and this month I have got a new client, and I've got a new client that's coming in, so that's 2.
Great.
So those were all referrals by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, John, as far as the session today, we won't know if the program is successful today, what would make this session a success for you?
Well, I think what would make it a success is just really hearing ideas, because you know that's where the idea, you know, that's where the success starts, is with the idea. I mean, that's what I always am asking everybody. What do you think, or give me some ideas to do?
Absolutely.
And I just keep those, and I just immediately work on them. I started from the bottom. I mean, we can just, you know, we can talk about these and just, okay, you know, I just, like redecorating your room. Well, I mean, that, you know, I work out of a smaller room. Just the change, the complete ambience and the energy of the room, you know, the new number, a new business card, possibly a photo, picking up more of really high-end people that refer to me.
Okay.
Especially in the gym area. I don't have a gym trainer yet that refers to me. I have a physical therapist, a doctor, and a psychotherapist. But I don't mm-hmm. have the athletic part or the athletic person referring to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just kind of the things that I thought of. Possibly, you know, another text blast in June. I feel like I don't want to work that too much each year. You know, we did that really heavy and around the holidays, and it was a really big success.
Right.
And then I did, you know, a kind of a spring text blast, and that brought some people in. I don't want to do it too closely together or too many times per year. But I was thinking maybe something for the summer, and summer to me feels like around June or July, something like that.
Perfect. Okay. So have you had any other ideas that have come to you? Those are some great ones, and we'll certainly work through those.
Yeah. Well, I've ruled out, you know, as always, I always rule out advertising. It's almost always. So I've been thinking about, again, meeting, you know, I'm not going to a gym right now, so I'm listening. I'm keeping my ears open for good gyms and for good trainers. This guy Ben Davis, has been highly spoken of. So you know, I need to get him in to meet him to see. So maybe a trainer. I'm not quite sure of anybody else. You know, I've got the doctor and the physical therapist and so forth. So I think, you know, if I got another person, I can't really think of a person in a specialized area, but if I got one more person who was a referral, a person who referred people to me, I think that would about fill it up, because I'm getting so many from the physical therapist and the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mentioned the gym trainer, and then you mentioned Ben Davis, who I know is a gym trainer.
Yeah, he is a real qualified gym trainer.
Okay. Who do you know that you could go to or that you could ask? Let's talk about people that could help you connect that way.
Well, Ben Davis is actually my friend, one of my clients, Robert Ross. He uses him. He has gotten excellent results. I've actually seen it. I've actually two people use him, and Ben does a group style training. You know, when people join, he waits and they do eight at a time, and those people kind of become, it becomes a kind of becomes circuit training. So that's the kind of gym that it is. So Robert knows him very well, and he's introduced us via text. He has introduced us, but neither one of us really has had the time to connect yet. So I do have a great connection. I can actually just go over there and probably just meet him, you know, with Robert.
That is somebody that you've mentioned to me before as a trainer, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, would that be something that you would be up to committing to doing between this time and next time we talk, is making that?
I think I would. I think I want to actually pay a visit to this month to all of these people. I want to go see Jeff. Just, you know, Jeff, the doctor, and he's also my doctor. He's up in Crawford Long, and then Aaron Small, the Atlanta Physical Therapy Associate, he's two floors below. I want to stop by and say hello to Aaron, because I've sent Aaron two of my clients, and we've touched base. We see each other, you know, we speak with each other via text all the time. So I really just want, there's two right there. You know, I can call Tim and meet him, the Tim psychotherapist, Tim McDaniel, And then I need to physically go over and meet Ben, so I can just call Robert and do that. So I'd like to do that for April, to get proactive and to commit to doing that.
Well, you said that you thought you would. Is there anything that would stand in the way of you going on and making that happen to kind of round out the people that are giving you these great referrals?
I don't think so. I think, again, it's just touching base with three and then just introducing myself with one. I think I can make that happen for April. I know it's busy and that's good, but still, I've got to keep it busy.
Yeah. I know you're always working on feeding that funnel, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So out of the other things that you mentioned, the gym trainer we just talked about, what of the other ones appeals to you? You mentioned redecorating the room, the new...
Yeah, that's just changing the little things. But the little things matter the most. I mean, it all starts at the bottom. You know, it's kind of like you don't build houses from the roof down. You start from the foundation and go up. And I've learned that from you over the years, certainly, you know, just with my own place and with business and stuff. You know, you start small and you build up, and that's what really this year is about for me, you know, whether it's personal, you know, financial, paying things off, you know, just putting energy back into the business, reinvigorating. And so I think that those, just a business card, a new look, a new photo, the possibility. You know how I feel about Facebook and those kinds of things. I'm not the biggest person on the website thing. I know we talked about that in the past, and I think maybe 10, you know, years ago that was probably more important. I still don't have a lot of people to say, hey, do you have Facebook or do you have a website? I'm just not a big fan of that whole Facebook stuff. I think it's overkill.
Okay.
And it feels invasive to me. It really does. I'm one of those. I don't know how many Americans don't have a Facebook page. I don't, because it feels very, very invasive, and it's something that I don't like. I feel like it's something, a way of being monitored or something. And I think a website for me personally would be overkill, because again, you know, I can't do more than 20 or 30 people a week, and then in terms of hours, we're talking, you know, 25 to 35.
Right.
So I think that would be really a little bit too much.
Okay.
I think keeping it personal and small and using the text blast and using the individuals and a handshake and then sometimes a card is what works best for me.
So keeping it personal, small, you want to really, I think what I'm hearing you say, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that you want it to keep that intimate feel that it has now in your practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I ask a person is, and I really want to know this, because it's like, well, hey, it's really nice meeting you. Who's your referral? And I want to know who the referral was, because if somebody referred them, I always want to give that referral person credit. That's one of the ways that I build up. And people love that. You know, sometimes people get their cash situation gets low or whatever, and I always say, you know, I decide what I'm going to do, but usually what I'll do is I'll give an hour and a half session for half price, or sometimes I even give it for free if they refer a new client to me if they stay. So that's been the biggest, just using the clients that I have has been the biggest thing that has built my practice.
Okay.
It's always been word of mouth. But I must say that the text blast has really, and it's kind of been my email system, you know, it's kind of been my website, like maybe a website was to someone 10 years ago.
Well, you have found it to be effective.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. And the features change so much. It used to be, you know, when iPhones first came out, you did singular text blast, but now you can mass text blast. I can do something and do a special, and I can just send it to everybody all at one time. So you can do an all-out blast, you know, and those are features on the new phones, on the new iPhones.
Well,
so it seems to be getting better and better. You can also meet face to face. You know, you can do FaceTime, so that's a possibility if you know someone's ever too busy and or they would feel more comfortable doing FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think with your client list being as large as it is, since you have been in business so long, that just works for you. So
absolutely.
That was one of the things, the text blast that you mentioned doing in Q2. So
yes.
What are you thinking about as far as that? You're thinking June, and what would you do with it?
I'm thinking, you know, when is the next, without kind of going into overkill, you know, I've got to use up these sessions. I was selling a lot of packages for the holidays. I really pushed those, and those people are beginning to come in. So I really kind of want to go through and kind of use those up. You know, get those people. And a lot of those people, again, that were referred to me, as I said, or came, they re-upped on their packages. So that's why I wanted to wait just a little bit and maybe do, you know, I did a spring or, you know, spring special, I think, you know, probably a couple of months out and do, think of something creative for a summer special.
Mm-hmm.
And see how many more people we can get in before, you know, that would be going into Q3.
So from what you're saying, it sounds like the theme on it would be a summer special.
Yeah. Yeah. And certainly, and the idea, of course, is to go ahead and to get the numbers, you know, each month over 100 hours or a little bit, you know, anywhere from 80, preferably 100 hours to keep it there. And after that, of course, you know, once that's in place and once, you know, I've got the numbers there, you know, do a small thing, which is a small price increase. And I don't know that I know that would be a $5 increase, you know, 95 and 120, an hour and an hour and a half. Of course, an hour being 95, an hour and a half being 120. And I'm just going to put that in place. I don't know. I can't even remember really the last time that I raised my prices, but I know that everything else around me seems to be going up more all the time. So.
Okay, very good.
So that may be, you know, that may be something later in Q3 or even, you know, Q4. So I'll talk about that later. I don't, you know, I need to get the numbers filled in first before I decide to go ahead and raise the price. Because when you raise the price, you know, I don't know, you might, maybe you'll lose a couple of people, but I, you know, it's usually not that big of an issue.
Yes. So John, we started talking about some great ideas for keeping the business moving forward. And the two things we've really fleshed into is working on that additional referral through a trainer, Ben David,
yeah.
And then working on that text blast. So how are we doing as far as clarifying the ideas that you wanted to talk about in this session?
Well, I think we're, you know, I think we're just reiterating what I had written on paper, you know, just running them by you, because I think that, you know, you know me well enough to know my business and how it works, and, you know, I've been through it, and I know if there was anything new that, you know, you would add to it. So I think it's, you know, just I've ran it by you, and I think, you know, just if you didn't agree with me, you would tell me very quickly. So, you know, so I think that that's, yeah.
I think we're pretty
clear on, you know, on the ideas that I have is pretty much keep them the same and just maybe add more referrals and be a little more intimate, you know, but meet them, you know, personally, go to their businesses, you know, handshake, card, that kind of thing. That's something that I really haven't really had to do a lot, but I really would like to do.
Okay. I think that could be pretty key in keeping that referral network really strong for you. And I'm really intrigued by your thoughts around the new business card and new phone number, because you have had that same one for so long.
Yeah, so, and just yeah. I think it ties in with a lot of, you know, I think this, even though it's that is a business thing, it ties in with really me as a person. I don't think you really, you know, I don't think there's such a thing as, I think change is with, you know, it starts within. So I think there's kind of a new me emerging anyway, you know, as I get a little bit older and just, I know this sounds maybe crazy, but, you know, I'm actually starting to look at myself and say, okay, what do I want to look like? And at this age, and do I want to finally put on a pair of glasses, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's all this new stuff. It's like this new image. And I think with that new image, certainly if you do an overhaul of yourself, you've got to do an overhaul of your business.
Okay.
Because that's a long time. I've been in business for 22 years, and I've asked other massage therapists. You know, my massage therapist was in, I think it's 34. You know, I think I've been doing it a long time. I go, oh, my God, you know. I don't know that I'll last that long, but, hey, you know, it's like I may be doing it. And then, you know, I've all of my friends are like, you know, there's some people who are like, oh, I just love what I do. I want to do it for 40 and 50 years. I'm like, well, I don't know about 50, you know, it's, you know, but we'll see. We'll keep doing it, and we'll see how, you know, if I get what I want out of it. And if so, then, you know, I'll just keep pursuing it.
Well, it sounds like you have some changes that you're processing in your mind that you want to make with your business and your image, and that that's taking a couple of different routes through your life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't, I mean, you know, I work with different levels of growth. You know, I work with people, and I love talking with people, and it's, I think it's a life growth thing, you know, whether it's, I think it's you know, the clothing, your weight, the clothing you wear, the look, you know, the people you interact with, where you go, what you do for entertainment. I mean, I think all of that is changing as I approach a decade, which is, you know, 2 years away, which is 50. That's as someone said the other day, that's half a century.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just really important, and I think it's extremely important and ties in with your business.
Yes, absolutely.
Because being self-employed, you just spend, you know, you wake up every morning and you make or break it. You know, it's all about you. So
You've
just got to feel good about yourself and your image and everything. It just spills over into your business.
So, John, would it be a good topic for us to go back and talk more about this next time as well, about the next steps you want to take as you look at yourself and your image and your business, because you are your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm learning. I've had some experiences just, you know, in the past year, and it's been a very short year, but it's been a very learning year, and you know, I've had some really good experiences, and they're continuing, and I think as I let myself grow this quickly and change, and these new ideas are coming in, you know, approaching that midlife, that important mark in life, my ideas of my business are expanding, not only for this business, but also putting that out there, that seed out there for another business or something else that I could get going or start or invest in.
So, John, at the start of the call, you mentioned planting seeds and getting the return of the harvest in Q1, and you just mentioned planting seeds again. So that's a theme that's coming up for you.
Absolutely. I don't think that we live forever. I really, as I get older, you know, it's easy to look back and say, oh my gosh, I remember, I do this all the time now, which is a sign, I think, of getting old. You go, oh my gosh, I remember, my friend and I were talking about the summers when we were young, and didn't it just feel like it was forever and the summers never ended, and, you know, and you got out of school and it was years before you went back, and, you know, you never, and we actually had exchanged, I think Throwback Tuesdays, we had texted pictures of ourselves and as youth, and it's like you just never think you're going to get older and things, but you do, and you know, and you realize how short life is, and you just got to be, at least for me, I just got to get sharper on the mark and go ahead and manifest and put those seeds out there, because these next couple of decades are going to come fast. So
I totally agree. So I think we've got a pretty meaty subject we can work around there.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Tell me what, out of what we've talked about, what I have down is going and actually meeting these referral people in person, doing that handshake, keeping that intimate business going, and meeting Ben, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And the other thing that you had talked about doing was doing a little bit more work around that June text blast.
Absolutely. Still thinking about that one. Yes, still thinking about how to go about that and what's special and what to present and what the price will be.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about around that today?
I think we've covered those bases, because what I'm really doing right now is thinking about it, just the starting simple and trying to cut out time and go, okay, the room, the car, the number, you know, let's, you know, if I'm going to do this, let's go ahead and do it. And I've got to research the card. And, you know, I know there is a new way that people do their cards, online, VistaPrint or something like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the way that I did it 15 or 20 years ago with hiring expensive graphic designers to do it. So.
Right, right. It's become a much more reasonable option for people now. Okay.
Yeah.
So, John, is there anything else that you want to make a commitment to work on before we talk again?
I think that's probably it, because I think that, you know, just being busy, that spills over into more of a business stuff. When we get into business stuff and making commitments to pay off certain cards and debts, and, you know, as I get busier, you know, I just want to stay busy. And, of course, that's going to get into another subject of money and how I use that money to go ahead and to achieve the goals in that area that I want to, which is to get that debt down and eventually just be clear and debt-free well before I'm 50.
Absolutely. So, John, tell me this. How did we do against accomplishing what you wanted to work on this time?
Well, I think we did well, because it's a reinforcement. That's the whole idea, is, you know, for me to think of the ideas and to just have, you know, to bounce them off you. And I know that you know me very well, and I think if there's anything new that you would think of, you would tell me. So I think the fact that you agree with most of them, you know, we know that these work.
Yes. Yes, absolutely we do, and there's certainly some additional fleshing out we can do, because you had a great list. Is there anything left that you want to address that we didn't cover today in the session?
Well, there's one thing I would add. There was a little bit of questioning around the location of my office, and that has actually been resolved. I mean, the person who owns our building, Jay, whom I know, he was a massage therapist, of course, you know,
yeah.
has decided against something that's not good judgment, which is selling the building at this time. So I think the location that I have now, which is very good, and there's a lot of building going around. That's another thing we can add and talk about. There's going to be hundreds of people in retail right around the outside of my building. I'm going to be in that building probably for another 2 to 3 years now.
Oh, wonderful. I know we.
Yeah, so that was major. I was not looking forward to that one. I just had to kind of, as they say, you know, give it up to God, and that whatever will be in French, you know. I mean, because, you know, when you think you're building, when you think you're going to have to move and relocate your office and sign contracts, you know, and here comes money and all that, I start just, you know, getting sweaty. So, no, that was confirmed. I had that conversation with my landlord
wow.
a couple of days ago, and he just was in a, you know, he wasn't in the best place, and the best thing is for him to hold on to the very valuable piece of property that he has and let the stores and let the commercial and the apartments build up around us, and maybe in 3 years readdress that idea of selling the building. So for right now, I think I'm pretty good to go for 2 to 3 years.
Well, I know last time you and I were talking about that, and you said, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, but this is going to be an issue if this happens. So that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just one other thing that, and I'm just really grateful that he decided no. He had, I think his ultimate decision was that he had way too many people, I think more than 12 in the first week, that wanted the building. And I said, well, Jay, there's a reason they want the building, because you're selling it way too cheap. And it didn't take him long to figure that out. He's a very wise man. So, you know, if you've got that many offers in a week, something's wrong.
Well,
so.
Thank you for that update. That is good news indeed. John, is there anything else?
I don't think so. I just, like I'm saying, I've got a busy week this week. Not quite, almost halfway through April. So really just going to beef up April. Want to make sure to hit that 100 mark. and want to meet some financial goals. And you know, I'm sure by the time we talk next, I will probably have knocked out a couple of those financial goals that we talked about.
Absolutely. So I'm going to stop the recording, if you'll hold on for just a minute, and then we'll finish up, okay?
Okay.